You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. We heard Song to the Mother, music written by Johannes Muller and performed by him. He'll be performing tonight at the Atkinson Recital Hall at 7:30 p.m. And he is my guest now in the KRWG studios, along with Kerry Ault, who has been instrumental, so to speak, in bringing Johannes to us. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Good to have you here. So, Johannes Muller, you are on a very extended concert tour.
Oh, yes.
Part of the result of being the 2010 winner of the Guitar Foundation of America's international competition.
Yep.
I think I read that you had your Carnegie Hall debut just...
Yeah, last week.
Last week, so congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So tell us, this is something like 50 or 60 concerts.
Yeah, it's about 65 concerts on the tour. And I started back in September. And I was on the road October, November also. And then I was back home in December. And now I've been back on the road since about 10th of January.
And all over the United States?
Yeah, it's mainly United States, also in Canada, also went to Brazil, and in June I'm going to China as well as part of the tour.
Okay, so tell us a little bit, walk us through what it's like to be in a major international competition like this for a guitar player. And we're talking, it was a couple of years ago.
Right, yeah. Well, to tell the truth, I don't particularly enjoy doing competitions.
Does anybody?
Maybe not. Maybe that's the thing. But it is, especially a competition like the JFA competition, can provide you with so much opportunities. You get to record a CD for Naxos, and you get this very long tour that really, you know, you get a chance to play for some of the major venues in the United States. And I think that is very... You know, a very attractive price, and I'm very happy I did it. But I can say, in a way, it's a tough thing to go up and feel that you're being, you know, compared to others and so on. But it's good training at the same time.
How long does the competition last?
Well, it takes place over a week, where also the JFA convention is held. So at the same time, there's a big festival going on. So the first few days, they have the preliminary rounds, which they take about 3 days to do. Then the semifinal, I think, takes place over 1 or 2 days. And then the very last thing that happens in the competition, in the convention, is the competition, the final event.
Mm-hmm. And that was in 2010.
Yep.
Is it an annual competition?
Yeah, it happens every year in a different city in the United States. Mm-hmm. And yeah, one thinks actually it's a while back already, in 2010, but it really provides you with a two-year schedule. So the first year you're working on recording the CD, and you also record a DVD. And during that year, the tour is booked. So by the time I went on my tour, there had already been another convention with another winner.
Yeah.
So it sort of overlaps.
Yeah, but that's okay, because it... stretches out the benefits.
Fantastic.
The benefits. So tell us a little bit about the music that you compose and when you mm-hmm. started composing. We heard your song to the mother. Tell us a little bit about that piece and maybe
sure.
also some of your other compositions.
Well, I started composing not soon after I had started playing guitar.
Which was when?
Well, I started playing guitar when I was 10 years old. And quite soon, I made up my first piece. And I think the very first piece I made was... I just took a piece I was playing and played it backwards. And then I thought that was my piece. I guess, at least as a kid, I had that kind of thing that I, you know... I thought, I can do that, you know. And that's the beauty also, starting composing when you're young, because you don't have any prejudices and you don't have any pressure on yourself. And pretty much whatever you do, you're kind of proud of. So I had a lot of fun doing that. So it was really a thing I did parallelly all the time. And from, especially when I was around 12, 13, 14, I wrote a lot of music, but not for guitar, because my father, he's a flute player. So I wrote a lot of pieces for him, and he would immediately play them. And then I started writing pieces for his musician friends. So I was in a very luxurious position where whatever I wrote, I could have someone play it. So that was wonderful. However, when I went, I moved to London to do my undergraduate in classical guitar.
Moved to London from Sweden.
Yeah, from Sweden. And during those 4 years, I focused really mainly on my playing, and I did not so much about the composing. However, when I moved to the Netherlands and continued my master's studies, there I retook the whole composing business, and then it really became more for the guitar, because I could, you know, play my own pieces, and my other colleagues could play my pieces. And I would say that's really when I found sort of my personal voice in terms of composing. Before that, I had tried many different styles, and it was really, so that's about maybe 6 years ago, where I felt that I really found a way of writing music that I could really express myself freely with.
So can you tell us a little bit about the Song to the Mother that we just heard?
Song to the Mother. I really like that title. People often ask me about it. I think it's a very evocative title. And I think one of the beauties with it is that it can mean a lot of different things to different people. The concept of the mother. Of course, it can be Mother Nature. It can be mother as in, if you're Catholic, it can mean a different thing than if you're a Hindu or if you're atheist or whatever. It can mean a lot of different things, but it's evocative. And I can't really remember exactly why I put that title. I had finished the piece and I felt that's the title for the piece.
Okay, what about some of the other pieces? You want to just give us so that when I play them, we'll be able to have a
sure.
sense.
Sure. Well, as you can see, there's other... Some of them have nature titles. That is a very important part of my inspiration. I find in also in peace and in nature, I can find inspiration. I can find creativity.
Yeah, in fact, on the piece Poem to a Distant Fire, on the other CD, you describe a whole nature scene that you returned to in Sweden, and that
Absolutely.
Was what inspired you.
Yeah, that triggered very much, although the title in itself has maybe not really referred to that. But I was back in my homeland, Sweden, in 2010. And the first evening that I was there, we had an evening where we say that the elves were dancing. And that is when there's a lot of fog in the fields and in the forests. And in the summer in Scandinavia, the days are very, very long. It hardly never gets dark, so the fog gets lit up by the evening light. So it's a truly magical scene, and this stayed very much in my memory when I was writing this piece.
Who will you be playing in tonight's concert? There's a concert I should re-announce that I'm speaking with Johannes Müller, and he'll be performing tonight, Swedish guitarist, at the Atkinson Recital Hall at 7:30.
Yep.
Who are the composers that you're playing tonight?
Oh, for the program tonight. Well, there's going to be some of my own music that, for I think for most people then, unless you just heard this radio program, it's going to be quite new. There's going to be some other unknown music, but older, a piece by a Dutch composer called Karel Arnoldus Krijwanger.
Well, I actually played that.
Oh, you did?
Yes, on Tuesday.
Okay, so you're all going to know my...
So everybody's an expert already.
Wonderful. That is a really wonderful piece. But it's also going to be for the people that wants to hear some real standards. They will also, get their share. I will also play Asturias by Isaac Albeniz, as well as the very beautiful Un Sueño en la Floresta by Agustín Barrios Magore.
Tell us a little bit about Asturias, which is so famous. It was
right.
originally written for piano, but I understand that Albeniz loved, I guess it was Segovia, who played it on guitar first and loved it so much that he thought that's the way it should be.
Probably. Well, that's the how the story goes. I really like the guitar version. I also like the piano version. They're very different. And however, when you do a transcription... in this case, I choose to make my own. And I think what happens is when you work with a transcription, in a way you never you can't do exactly like in the piano. So it leaves you with a lot of different options of how to do it. So in my version, some things I try to maybe stick a little bit more with the piano version, more than most people, I would say. But I also try to keep some of that typical, you know, guitar-like Spanish-sounding things too. But I really like, if you hear it on the piano, it sounds much more impressionistic, much more the harmony sound in a different way. And I try to add more of that into my version than you would normally hear.
Very interesting. So we're going to hear a different take on Albéniz tonight. So I interrupted you, but tell us a little bit about Kraj Wanger, this Dutch composer.
A colleague of mine some years back gave me a photocopy of this piece. And I was really amazed because I never heard about it, never heard about the composer. That it was really very nice music. So it's sort of a theme and variation, and the theme is from the opera Der Freischütz by Karl Maria von Weber. And however, it was quite funny. I had this photocopy, and it was not very well made. So some of the pages, I was always missing a couple of notes in the sort of last end of the lines. So to begin with, I had to kind of guess which notes they were. However, eventually I did find where the original was. And it was quite funny because I live in The Hague, and it showed out that it was, you know, about 5 minutes walk from where I live in the Royal Library in The Hague. So then I could finally get the full version.
Is there any other music that he left behind?
He did leave another guitar piece called Three Nocturnes that are also beautiful. I would say not quite as sophisticated as this piece, but they're also very pretty. He did leave a little march for orchestra, some choir music. And then there are supposedly other pieces that are now, we don't know where they are. They're supposed to be another sort of theme and variation piece, but on a theme by Schubert. Mm. Because there is somewhere a little program where he himself played this piece. Mm. So I'm personally hoping for this piece to sort of show up somewhere, because I'm sure it will be very beautiful.
So you'll get to play it. Have any of your teachers been a particular inspiration, and maybe you have a story of a teacher that had a big influence on you, or a composer?
Sure. Well, there are, of course, I would say one of my main influences was from Zoran Dukic, who was my teacher for several years. I also studied privately with a man called Pavel Steidl from Czech Republic that in another way really affected me. These are my two idols that I keep, one on each shoulder. And I'm a person that from the past that really inspires me and give me you know, encouragement is Agustín Barrios Magoré, because he was also a performer and a composer just like myself. And back home I keep a photo of him in my little office, so I think of him.
Of Barrios.
Yeah.
We've just got a few minutes more left, and since you've got a piece of his famous Un Sueño en la Floresta on your CD, talk a little bit about that piece and why he is such an inspiration.
Well, I think that is the thing about Barrios is that in many ways his expression is very naive in a way and very innocent. And I think a lot of, I mean, this piece, meaning A Dream in the Forest, is obviously just like often for me, the inspiration comes from nature. Or in particular, I think in this case, the remembrance of nature and the nostalgia for it, because he wrote it when he was in Buenos Aires, where he really had a hard time because he was a Native American, came to Buenos Aires in the 20s. That was
from Paraguay.
Paraguay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And although Buenos Aires was in a way, because at that time the it was a golden age for the classical guitar. But it was very much a European place, and he was never quite accepted for his sort of dark skin and his Native American look. So I think he must have had a very hard time there, really. Mm. I mean, it's quite sad. Later he even made a plastic surgery for his lips to try to look more European in order to have a career. So he had difficult moments, but he wrote very beautiful music. And I think more than many other people, he really explored the fretboard more like the way I think a pianist would look at it. His harmonies are wonderful. He works often in very interesting, unusual keys. And something with his expression is very direct and very communicative.
Hmm. So do you always include something from him on your programs, or usually?
I like to do that, yeah. And I like to learn more of his music, and I would love actually to do a whole CD dedicated to his music.
And there have been a number of guitarists who have done that. We have several CDs.
Absolutely.
Just with music of
Rodgers. So you're saying it's nothing new, man?
No, it's so wonderful. Because there's so many, and they're short. They tend to be short pieces, so that they're more like the length of a vocal song. So you can have, there's many, many to explore.
Yeah, I think the song was important to him, and you can hear it also in the recordings of his playing. He's always make the guitar really sing so wonderfully.
Thanks. Thank you, Johannes Müller and Carrie Ault, for coming in.
Thank you, Leon.
Thanks to all of you for listening. The concert is tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Johannes Müller, 2010 winner of the Guitar Foundation of America competition.